This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
People who use certain heartburn drugs for a long period of time may have slightly heightened risk of suffering a heart attack, a new study suggests. This is so interesting. Millions of people in this country use heartburn medications. Using medical records from nearly 300,000 adults with acid reflux, researchers found that the risk of heart attack was slightly elevated among those using proton pump inhibitors. Those are the group of acid-suppressing drugs, Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium, the little purple pill. They were the third most commonly used type of drug in the United States by 2009. So the study funded by the U.S. National Institute of Health, it doesn't prove that the drugs cause heart attacks. And a lot of experts are really divided over what to make of this connection. The H2 blockers, which is another class of heartburn drug, wasn't associated with this study and didn't have any links to increased risk of heart attacks. Zantac, Pepcid, Tagamet. I know my daughter was on Zantac when she was a little tiny kid, but Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium, those are the ones that are a little bit more alarming right now. So it adds a list of risks to the prolonged use of those proton pump inhibitors. So you might want to think about this story when you're using those heartburn medications. Maybe visit your doctor and find out why your reflux is so bad. Maybe you're eating too late at night. Maybe your diet is too high in spicy foods or salt or things that contribute to reflux and acid reflux. Maybe you can try some of the alternative, you know, things. I mean, it is acid in your stomach. You do need that acid in your stomach, but this is a very interesting study. And it's one that we will be keeping an eye on here on Radio MD to see what happens. Millions of people are on Prevacid and Prilosec and Nexium. So keep an eye on that study as it comes out talking about the link to heart attacks. Now, another interesting one. Yesterday we talked about the, you know, sodas and the labeling that's going on sodas in San Francisco that they're proposing anyway. Well, now New York City Health Department, which banned trans fats in 2006, is now talking about requiring calories to be posted. You know, they require calories in chain restaurants, is now taking aim at salt. They're talking about considering requiring chain restaurants to alert customers to menu items that are high in salt. Their proposed warning would apply restaurants with more than 15 locations. So if they have more than 15, then they would have to put some sort of little salt shaker on their menu, which would tell you that that particular item on the menu has more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium. That's about a teaspoon of salt, but the message would state that high sodium intake can increase blood pressure and risk of heart disease and stroke. 2,300 milligrams is a lot of sodium for one item. So if you're going to see this, I don't know what you think about government recommendations on these things or government requiring labeling on these things. I mean, it's such a controversial topic. You assume the government is going to require labeling on organic foods or on ingredients and trans fats, and you're okay with that. But are you not okay with soda being said that it's bad for you and causes diabetes and obesity? Are you not okay with menu items labeling whether they have more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium? I'm actually okay with it, but you may not be. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. I want to hear from you. When we give these stories out, feel free to email me or give us a call here at Radio MD and let me know your thoughts on some of these breaking news stories. We have a great show coming up for you, so stay tuned, stay well, stay motivated.